Hi, JWA. This is Voxy. I hope that this audio works and that I'm able to reduce the sound enough because I'm recording this outside. This isn't going to be... no screaming orgasms in this one. I have a idea for something ridiculous, so I'm recording it on a whim and seeing if it works. I am returning to work after getting lunch, and I have this bubble tea that I'm almost finished drinking. And as I was drinking my bubble tea, I remembered a thing that an old boyfriend once told me, which was about how he thought that the boba, the pearls in bubble tea, felt a lot in his mouth like a clitoris. And I have always remembered that quote whenever I have bubble tea, which is fun because that means that I think of Cuddlingus when I think of bubble tea, and I hope that now all of you can also enjoy that connection. In thinking about that, I was playing with boba in my mouth with my tongue, and I was thinking about how there was a request a while back for someone to hear instructional audio on how to please a woman, and I just thought I'd give a real quick kind of talk through of only one aspect of cunnilingus, let's be serious, or like of interacting with the clitoris, because there's so many things that one can do. But I have found over time, and, you know, default blanket above this, of course, that I can only speak to what feels right for my body and my clit, because every person is different. Some people may like it harder. It's unlikely that people like it lighter. This is the thing that I'm getting to, is that what I have found over the years is that consistently I have to tell people to be lighter with their tongues. Don't go in there with, like, a fucking tongue like a spear jabbing in to mush and manhandle the clitoris around. That's just bad news. So I think that's why the bubble tea experiment here will help. So that is why this file has been labeled. I'm planning on putting in the thing that you should get yourself some bubble tea before you listen to this file, so maybe you are drinking that with me. And I hope that you have found that your tea place does good boba, which means that it should be gummy all the way through. Actually, it should be almost... It should definitely be soft all the way through. If there's any part of it that's hard or feels dry, they have not cooked it enough, and it is not going to be adequate for this demonstration. But if you have nice, soft, chewy boba, then let's get one of those in our mouth. Oh, I got a kind of little one. So what I was doing when I was playing around and thinking about this was I was trying to lightly hold the boba just behind my front teeth. So with my teeth almost together, there's like a little spot that the boba can sit in. And then just practice, while it's there, just practice running across it with your tongue without moving it around. Because I think that's the key to finding out, like, the really nice, light, teasing touch of a tongue on a clit, is do it like you're doing with this tapioca pearl, where you're not moving it around, you're not smushing it into the teeth, you're not... One of the good things about really well-made boba is if you lick it too hard, the kind of outer, most soft layer will come off and you'll start feeling the texture change. I mean, that's going to happen anyway after... I mean, if you've been licking it for this long, no matter how soft you've been, it's probably changed texture. But if it does that within, like, 3 licks, then you're being too strong. She should be able to just hold it there and run your tongue all over and around, and it will roll a tiny bit. But basically, you don't want to move it away from that spot, that basket of your teeth, I guess. Just making shit up. I don't know. And I think that... Here, I'll chew and finish this piece before I continue. I think that another reason this analogy works... What was I just about to say? Now I have to think about it again. Because I chewed and swallowed the clitoris, and that was too strange for my brain. Oh, right. The, the liquid around it. That is another aspect of why this works. Because, of course, hopefully, when you are going down on... Doo-doo-doo-doo, someone's walking by. I don't want to be loudly yelling about cunnilingus. Hopefully, when you're going down on someone, they are nice and juicy, dripping wet for you. If not, that's part of the reason why you're doing this. And so, much like if manipulating that tapioca pearl in your mouth causes it to dry out, you're not providing enough saliva to the plan. This is another way to practice, that you are providing enough moisture on your own to ensure that that little tapioca pearl can handle manipulation for, I don't know, 30 seconds or so, probably, for those, because, you know, an actual clitoris will be able to handle for longer than that. But, oh, whoa, there's a lady walking by in a sundress, and there are two big patterned pink flowers right off to the sides of the breasts of this dress. And the problem is that the long petals of the pink flowers are coming up over such that when she turned into view originally, I thought that the dress had a pattern of, like, these long, these big hands gripping her boobs, and that those were the long fingers of these hands that were cupped around the sides of her boobs, but then it turned out to be a dress. Just a little side distraction of me checking out women's breasts in public, because that's what happens. Okay, I've got some more boba here, so I'm going to practice some more and see if there's any more insights I can share with you all. There's another. Alternate title for this file is Girl Turns Herself On by Licking Bubble Tea Bubbles in Public Place. Now, maybe this file is being listened to someone who's a total noob, so if you are, possible things to do with your tongue. You know, the standard comment is to trace the alphabet out with your tongue, and I remember joking about this with friends in college, that, you know, the alphabet is nice, but really the alphabet you want is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, 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 J, K, L, M, O, 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 I, 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 etc. So, at least for me. Oh, hello, bird. So to you, Reddit listeners, I would suggest you think of it more as binary. Honestly, just stick to ones and zeros, and you can play with that a lot, because the thing you want to experiment with is not the shape, but experiment with that lightness of your tongue and the pressure there. If you keep it to very simple, you know, you're just doing straight, like, down to up, licking across the clit, you can experiment with length. You can do the long lick up, touching as many parts as you want, just being sure to, you know, be light, like I suggested, when you go across the clit. You can do little licks, little laps, just almost a flick of the tongue. And you can change those lines from being directly on top to, you can go off to one side, off to another. If you're doing circles, you can do little tiny circles, or you can swirl your tongue around in wider ones, and just play around with pressure and how much of your tongue muscle you're using, I guess, while sticking to very simple ideas of doing a vertical line and a circle shape. And listen to your partner and see how they react, and go from there. More advanced techniques. Tongue fucking, actually not my thing. I don't really notice that much. I much prefer, for me, bringing up a hand and doing some finger fucking while the tongue is on the clitoris. That, mwah, primo, excellent stuff. And lightly sucking on the clit. You, once again, you want to do it very lightly. Maybe that's a thing to also try it with Goba. Here, I've still got some more. I will try it right now. Let's see if I can... I can't figure out how to put it in my mouth such that I'm practicing sucking it. Like... Yeah, it's not going to work because it doesn't have all the skin around that an actual clitoris would, and so I can't play with the, I don't know, positioning of my lips. I would say that if you're interested in seeing if someone wants their clit sucked, that you can start by just kissing it. Just like that, that's a very light amount of suction, right, you know, and seeing how they react, and then go from there, increase the suction of your kiss just a little bit, and... You know, either they will moan and twitch and buck at you, or they won't. And last but not least, especially since my phone is about to run out of battery, and that would be sad if I don't get this finished recording. Personally, when I'm very close to coming, and it's really hard to find because it is really close, it's basically the part in my audios, that moment of silence right before all the screams starts. That's when, for me, it's like, pull everything off of my clit. It is super sensitive, and I can wreck an orgasm, even myself, if I just, like, go in too hard on the clit at that point. That is the time when my G-spot reacts the most, so if you've got fingers in there, do the little come-hither curl, and just, you know, light pressure. And I do like for someone's tongue to, like, stay... just like resting lightly on my clit, and then that way I will buck up against them and do all the motions, and if I'm getting too sensitive, I can just like hold myself in place. I guess that's the point where when like just stop moving your tongue, let me move as much as I need to against you, and hold on, because, well, you know, you've all heard me, I'm sure you can imagine how much I kind of buck and kick and all of that, so... Oh, 14% remaining. That's plenty. But I think I'm almost done, so I don't know if this experiment has worked. I don't know if someone hiding behind a corner of a building somewhere has just heard all about how to please me orally. But hey, if you have, it's been too long. Come here. Well, there are exactly 4 boba left in the... Oh, nope, there are 5 in the last little bit of my tea. So I'm going to go back to thinking about cunnilingus. And then I suppose go back to work. But I hope this is enjoyable to someone. Because if nothing else, I'm highly amused. Bye, GWA. Mwah.